Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Freeman, contact! Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Friday here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now, and oh, hello, Chloe. We got Pork Chop's dog in the house. How you doing? Good morning. I don't have a treat, but I think, McKenzie, do you have a treat over there?
Always.
Good morning. How you doing?
Can I give her one more treat?
Sure.
I've given her so many treats.
10th treat this
Your dog's
morning.
Gonna get doggy
she
diabetes.
Loves me. Hey, girlie.
Good girl.
Yay! Okay, so this makes my day. I think we need to have Chloe, the little dog, in here every single day.
We're going She's to be putting Chloe to work in about 1 hour. We'll explain more about that as we get ready for the Super Bowl weekend.
Yes.
Also this morning, Liv the Web Girl's here, producer Pork Chop's in the house, Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston, holding things down. Did we want to grab the dice? We were talking kind of before the show kicked off. I thought it was payday today, but we don't get paid, but I still would like one of us to pay for everybody else's Starbucks, and we agreed, so why don't we roll the die and
see. Oh, this is exciting.
Just one die is all we need today, and it's the lowest number. We'll have to go on the Starbucks run, or at least pay for it. Liv the Web Girl probably wants to head on out and do it. But
I'll go do it.
Okay,
she's
cool.
She's like, peace.
Chops, since you got the die, why don't you go first, and we'll see how it goes to kick off of Friday. He's rolling the die, and he's got
a strong five.
That is very good. That's very good.
Oh, we're just doing one?
Just one's all I got to do, sister. So
okay.
I would avoid a one. That'd be a bad number.
Okay, so this is fun.
What if we all got sixes? We all roll sixes?
That was so awesome. Oh, I got a one.
A one.
I'm like the one who doesn't really want coffee, but whatever.
I know.
The one day. All right. Liv the Web Girl, I mean, you could get a one and tie, but if you get a two, you're in the clear. Let's see what Liv the Web Girl rolls today. It's a five.
Oh, high rollers.
All right, just say the number.
I really feel duped by this.
I'm just rolling. What's the number?
Five. Okay, so
oh,
coffee
wow.
on me today.
Yay, all right.
Yay.
I feel bad.
I know, I'm like, I like brought a smoothie in. I'm like, I'm good.
You're like, I don't need anything. Okay, I'll pay for everybody else.
No,
great.
It's fine.
Unless you want to share some of that bang, we could talk.
Yeah, I would give you my bang, but then I got to take care of these two.
Oh, well, they're fine.
I feel bad.
Don't feel bad. It's okay. We'll be okay. Now, how was your day yesterday, McKenzie, before you had to pay for everybody's coffee?
I know. This actually, like, what? But let's see. Yesterday was, it was good. It was very, I've had a very, very busy week. So I've done, like, lots of just business and work and all these things because I have lots of, you know, I have lots going on in my life. So it was very busy. So I cannot wait. I was supposed to go to Los Angeles this weekend. That got pushed back and I'm actually relieved so I can just kind of do some sleeping this weekend, like, some get back into my groove, some self-care stuff. But I had a great night with my little girl Lucy. We had a lot of fun. We did another TikTok and yeah, it was good.
Dang. All right. Liv the Web Girl. What about you? How was your day yesterday?
I had a cycle bar class and I made some returns and it was a good day. I just was very tired, just kind of running. I've not gotten a lot of sleep this week, which is just like my fault because I'm really into the new show, The Morning Show.
I might binge that this weekend.
It is so good. So I keep just staying up like a little bit too late. So I'm running on straight caffeine and I've got a huge day today, but I did squeeze in a nap and I thought I was only going to be like 40 minutes and then it ended up being like an hour and a half. So that was pretty nice.
Wow. Man,
nothing too exciting.
I know. We just need to all rest. That seems to be the mantra here. Pork Chop, what about you? How was your day yesterday?
It was good. I went to Family Feud Trivia.
Woo!
But there was some drama.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I have a discrepancy between one of the questions and answers. So I'm going to ask all you guys the question and see what you say. So you had to give four answers for this one. Name a shade of green. Go.
Hunter.
Oh, boy.
Kelly.
There's lime.
I was going to guess Kelly.
Yeah, it's probably most popular. I'll go with lime, even though that's definitely not it.
Neon.
Lime.
Well, you have to give four answers.
Oh,
so
lime. I would say Hunter, Kelly.
Seafoam.
Seafoam's a good one.
All right, well, the answers were lime, olive, emerald, and we said forest, which we thought is the same as Hunter, and nope. So
no?
Nope. So we got sixth place. The very last question, if we got it right, we would have gotten first, so I'm going to ask that question. Oh, I took a picture of it. Hold on. Stall, Joe.
This is what you call good radio.
Okay, here it is.
This is what you call good radio.
What is something people buy for their swimming pools?
Noodles.
Rafts. Like floats.
What do people buy for a pool? A diving board, like somehow to jump into the pool.
So that's what we put. The number one answer was chlorine.
Well, that's a given. I hope you have chlorine in your water. They buy
that
water.
That makes sense, yeah. Actually.
Okay. Interesting.
So, but no, it was a lot of fun. We got sixth. Could have had first if we got that last one right, but oh well.
Well, you'll never forget the chlorine again, will you? Okay.
Aww.
Well, hey, we got a lot to get to this morning. We do have Porkchop's dog, Chloe, in the house. She will be helping us figure out who's going to win Super Bowl 54 in Miami this weekend. It is the 49ers taking on the Chiefs, and apparently Porkchop's dog, Chloe, is the answer we need to get all these solutions.
She is the one who holds the keys. You know, she's so well-behaved, too. I'm very impressed.
I know. I'm surprised. She's very, very good. Is she going to go ride shotgun with Liv when she gets our coffee? Just going to go. Liv wants to take her. I'd be careful. Liv might take your dog and never come back.
Yeah, I don't trust her.
Hopefully Liv will get back in time. We'll do Liv Sports Minute.
You trust
Chloe,
the
dog.
Either.
We got Liv Sports Minute on the way. A lot of sports stuff happening. Big stuff in Indy to talk about, but also the Super Bowl and everything else that people are mentioning. Song of the day is kind of cool. Suggestion that you gave us was viral TikTok song. So we'll be doing that around 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock Central. And we just got a busy day. Friday Freestyle, Super Bowl. We have a really cool interview with a Houston teacher. Dr. Trevor Buffoni.
Yeah.
How do I remember his name? Because it rhymes with baloney.
Because I am a great teacher, and I said, Joe, think of baloney. Then you won't mess it up. Buffoni.
All of Mackenzie's references from here are food-related, I've noticed. But hey, it works.
It works.
She knows my memory bank. What's coming up in the tea?
Oh, surprise guests at the Super Bowl. Names have leaked. Plus, NFL mean tweets. These are awesome. Going to make you laugh to kick off your Friday.
It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Well, gearing up for the big game, Super Bowl Sunday, of course, and some names have leaked. We know Jennifer Lopez and Shakira, of course, will be performing, but here's a scoop. Chainsmokers, Lizzo, DJ Khaled, DaBaby, Megan Thee Stallion, Guns N' Roses, Maroon 5, Fat Joe, Lil Jon, Pitbull, Lady Gaga, they are all already in town for various engagements for the Super Bowl. So we're like, somebody definitely making a cameo. I feel like Pitbull is a given. We know, of course.
I didn't hear Ricky Martin. I didn't hear him. Is Ricky Martin there?
They didn't mention, so I'm like, well, maybe he's under wraps.
God.
So we're thinking Miami.
You know who could ruin the Super Bowl performance for me? DJ Khaled. Jennifer Lopez!
Well, here's Shakira talking about it.
I've been wanting to do it for a while. It's such an amazing, important event. I feel a great deal of responsibility. In a way, I'm representing a huge part of the Latin community in the U.S. that I consider is an important force in America, and I need to be well represented. And I think that it's a beautiful opportunity.
The ladies are going to kill it. They've been performing. I've been seeing lots of snips of like videos and stuff. It's going to be hot, muy caliente. They're also going to do a tribute to Kobe Bryant, which I can't wait to see. And Demi Lovato has been tapped to sing the national anthem before kickoff of the big game.
Yeah,
so.
It's going to be really fun. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it. I really am. This is fun on the Late Late Show with James Corden. Meghan Trainor did a little carpool karaoke.
Because you know I'm all about the bass, by the bass, no trouble. I'm all about the bass, by the bass, no trouble. I'm all about the bass, by the bass, no trouble. I'm all about the bass, by the bass.
Are all the big guests in Miami then this week? Is that what's happening?
That's going to be so much fun. Hey, we love Meghan Trainor.
I do. I like I said, I have a thing for her, but it's like, Okay.
It's kind of weird because they had behind the scenes and they're being pulled by another vehicle. I mean, that, so they're not really driving, if you didn't know that, for Carpool Karaoke.
Spoiler
so when you see
alert.
The production, it's just they're sitting and singing. But they had a lot of fun. They made up a song. Dr. Phil was in the mix. Good stuff. Well, Eminem was honoring his buddy 50 Cent at the Walk of Fame celebration.
I have a very clear memory of the first time I met 50. And I think one of the things I noticed when he first walked into the room was his presence, right? Because it just kind of felt like he's going to be a star.
Ooh, yeah. So I just love their relationship. They've been tight for a long time. So congrats to 50 for getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Also a star, Tom Brady, in his cryptic social media post says everyone getting a little nuts, debating his future. And Joe, I know you were looking at this. So the photos of his silhouette inside the tunnel at a football stadium.
Yeah,
so
we don't know which one it's at. And then, I don't know, I know some friends of mine that work in radio in Nashville. They think there's rumors that he was there checking out schools.
Right.
So maybe will he go to the Titans?
It could be. There's a frenzy surrounding it. So we will keep you posted. But here, over on Jimmy Kimmel Live, is the NFL edition of Celebrity Mean Tweets.
Hi, I'm Tom Brady, and I'm a crybaby, and I have a butthole in my chin.
I imagine Patrick Mahomes' barber is a superhero who has to run out and save the world every time he gets halfway through Mahomes' haircut.
This dude, Travis Kelce, looks like the Notre Dame leprechaun.
Corey Clement, hold my d-. Nah, you hold mine.
Joey Bosa's nose is so big, it looks like he's been lying every day for his whole life. That's a good one.
Good stuff.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
All right, I'm just going to call up Liv the Web Girl. She's on a coffee run right now. But I just kind of wondering, Liv Sportsman, it is coming up next. I don't know if hey, you're on the radio. Joe McKenzie, nice to talk to you. What's coming up in Liv Sportsman?
Coming up in Liv Sports Minute, Coach K went absolutely crazy on the student section. I'm giving you a full preview for the Super Bowl, and also a Pacer just made the All-Star game.
Ooh, it's coming up in less than 10 minutes.
This is Liv the Web Girl live from her car in the Starbucks drive-thru.
See, I'm worried about this. Now Mackenzie's like, well, you know, I could do the tea on the road, too.
Oh, yeah. I could be in my bed and do the tea.
All right. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes here on Radio Now. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. The Web Girl's back from the coffee run, and it's time for her Sports Minute.
Liv Sports Minute.
So the Lakers played their very first game back tonight since the devastating news of Kobe Bryant's death on Saturday. So they were actually supposed to play on Tuesday against Los Angeles Clippers, but the league decided them to, you know, let them have the game off, and they granted that. They asked to have the game off so they can still mourn because, I mean, obviously Kobe was a Laker for 20 years. He's instrumental to that entire league and that entire team.
Organization,
yes, thank you.
They should have just taken like the week off or a few games for the whole NBA. I mean,
right.
Once again, I wasn't in that position, but you look back at it, it's just like, how do you play when you have a death like that?
Right. But a lot of people say like Kobe would have wanted us to.
Exactly. And the first game that was played since announcement of his death was on Sunday. It was the Nuggets versus the Trailblazers. And Tyson Chandler was seen on the sideline just crying. But at the same time, anytime any basketball players were interviewed, they're like, you know, it's the Mamba mentality. We just keep going. We just keep playing. So the Lakers play at 10 p.m. tonight against the Portland Trailblazers. And everyone is obviously looking forward to the tribute that they will make to the late Kobe Bryant, who is one of the most influential Lakers of all time. Yesterday was the first game in the Staples Center since Kobe's death, and the Clippers did a great tribute to him. It was fantastic, so I'm definitely looking forward to that tonight. NBA news still. Domantas Sabonis was named as a reserve for next month's NBA All-Star game, which is very exciting. He is the first-time All-Star and the 14th Pacer to go to the All-Star game. So he has been having an incredible season. I'm very excited for him. Also, very exciting news for the Pacers. Oladipo came back this week after being out for a year. So, of course, in Oladipo fashion, he scored a clutch three-pointer with just seconds left in the game to force overtime. And the Pacers ended up beating the Bulls 106-115, which was so exciting. I think having Oladipo back, especially with Brogdon, I think it's going to be a fierce backcourt game. Coach K, a.k.a. Mike Krzyzewski, Duke's basketball coach, absolutely lost his mind on the student section. Did you guys see this video?
Yes, people still like have their jaws dropped.
Oh my gosh, this happened Wednesday night. So they were playing against Pitt, and the Cameron Crazies, which is what the student section is called, were cheering, and they were cheering at Pitt's coach, Jeff Capel, who used to play for Duke and who used to be an assistant coach. So when the student section was cheering, they were saying, sit with us, like Jeff Capel, sit with us. That's what they cheer to old Duke players, old Duke coaches. And Coach K started screaming at them saying, he's one of us. Like, stop, shut up, shut up. He screamed. He literally went from the bench halfway to the court to the student section to scream and yell at them.
It was so intense.
I don't know what we're yelling about! Loud noises!
He looked unhinged, and he kind of looks like a crazy old man. I'm not going to lie. But he said that, you know, part of it was because of Kobe's death. He was still so riled up, so emotional. You know, Coach K did coach Kobe twice for the Olympic gold medal team, mm-hmm. winning. So two Olympics back to back. So he was good friends with Kobe, but he apparently made amends with these Cameron Crazies, these students that were in the student section. And he told them why he was so upset. And then he literally showed video footage of old student sections and said, this is how you need to be cheering. Like, he's trying to coach the student section now. He is a little nuts, a little cuckoo, and a little crazy. And then, of course, we've got Super Bowl 54 coming up this weekend in Miami. The 49ers against the Chiefs. Who do you all got?
Chiefs.
Niners.
Well, I'm with Mackenzie on
yes!
this. I've got the 49ers. So here's the thing. Both are great teams, and I think it is going to be a good game. Mahomes is a great quarterback, so he's going to put up a tough fight. But the 49ers have showed us again and again and again why they're the best team. They had a really hard on-road streak this past season. They played Baltimore, which they lost. Very close game. Baltimore was probably one of the other best teams in the league this season. Then they beat the Saints at home. Then they kill the Packers at home. During this entire playoff run, they not only have won, but they've blown out the other two teams. I definitely think the 49ers are going to win. I love Patrick Mahomes. I love the Chiefs coach, Andy Reid. It'd be great to see them win a Super Bowl, so I'm not going to be upset either way. But I think Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers have got it in the bag.
My boyfriend, oh my gosh, he's looking so good, so sharp down in Miami.
Yes, that is my sports minute.
I was like, how do I proceed after hearing that? Thank you very much, Liv. Coming up next in Joe's Need to Know News, the coronavirus, it's been transmitted from a person to person in the U.S. We'll tell you where that's happening at. And a Kentucky man is in hot water after he donated something very special of his wife to Goodwill. We'll tell you about that and everything else you need to know after Post Malone. Today, I want to be a very special day. We will be doing Song of the Day in about 15 minutes or less, and I want you to vote, especially if you've never done it before. It's super easy. Save this number in your phone and just call it like Joan McKenzie, because you'll need it a lot for different things. The number is 52140, and for Song of the Day, you'll end up texting the word song to that number, 52140, and you'll get to decide who's got the best song. We'll get to that in a second. Right now, though... Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. The CDC reported the first case of a person-to-person transmission of the coronavirus in the U.S. The husband of a woman in Chicago who was diagnosed with the illness, he returned from China, now also has the virus. So the CDC yesterday, I believe, also declared it like a global emergency. So it could get to the point, if this keeps on spreading, that they might consider shutting down certain travel, you know,
in
flying places. But you got to. Obviously, the flu is way more deadlier. We talked about that. But when these things start spreading, whew, you got to be careful. One thing to be careful of, if you're a dude, check what you're throwing out or donating. This could totally be me, Mackenzie. A Kentucky man accidentally donated his wife's wedding dress to a Goodwill store. The husband was cleaning out their garage. He grabbed a bag and he said, oh, this is just tablecloths from their wedding. He's like, we really don't need that. You know, like, who wants to hold on to a tablecloth?
Oh,
however, it contained his wife's wedding dress.
Oops.
It also had some other things inside. Now, the employees at the Goodwill said the dress isn't there anymore, and it's likely that somebody bought it.
Oh, he's in the doghouse for
life.
What
do you do? The couple's hoping the person seeing this story returns the dress. Probably not. If you pick out a dress, you're going to want it. I mean, I don't know, people usually go shopping for a dress at Goodwill, but apparently that's a heck of a steal and a good deal, so I don't know if they'll get it back. You know what I mean? Because that stands out. Like, I've been to Goodwill. I've been there plenty of times. I've never seen a wedding dress inside.
Yeah.
So it's probably that's probably the thing probably got
snatched
up. I felt
actually bad for the dude. Because it's like, I totally see an accident that happening.
Yeah, but I don't think she'll ever forgive him. This is a club that I would love to be part of. I've never been to one of these. The Never Miss a Super Bowl Club. They're continuing their streak this year by traveling to Miami to see the 49ers take on the Chiefs on Sunday for Super Bowl 54. The group's founding members were both in attendance at the AFL-NFL World Championship game at the Los Angeles Coliseum back in 1967. Of course, that was before it was actually called the Super Bowl. And that's the year my Detroit Lions won that game. So my Lions have never won a Super Bowl game, but they won the quote Super Bowl before it was called that. So
interesting.
But that, yeah,
frustrating.
A life
for you.
Of sucking. But how cool is that? 54 years, these people, and it grows more and more. But that's awesome.
Have you guys ever been to a Super Bowl?
Never.
No,
you?
I
haven't been to the actual game. I've just done, like, covered the carpets, yeah, the parties, and the hubbub. Just that around it is incredible. But next year, going, baby.
Out of all the sporting events in the world, I know the Super Bowl is probably the biggest. Is there one, like, the championship game of whatever that sport would be that you'd want to go to? Would it be the Super Bowl for everyone, or what would you want to go to?
I think it would, for me, be the Super Bowl and, like, the week leading up, because it's just so lavish. I mean, down in Miami right now, I have friends down there. Woo! I mean, the yachts, the cars, the parties, the glam.
It's
just
insane.
It's all happening.
I would say a basketball national championship, which I actually have been to, and my team won. So that is, like, all I could ever ask for.
Okay.
And I've already done it.
I got to go. And looking back on it, I just thought about this. I actually got to see Kobe Bryant in the NBA Finals. I totally forgot about this. When the Pistons took on the Lakers and Kobe Bryant was on the team and they won the championship, I was at that game in the very top row of the Palace of Auburn Hills where the Pistons
played.
That's
okay. Play. You were there.
Nosebleeds.
Nosebleeds. But we got a ticket. And I actually went to that when I think they won it in 5 games. I remember that. But me, this is going to sound boring. You're probably all going to fall asleep and snore. I would love to go to a World Series game. Because I know it's not as big.
No, I would love
that's not as
to go
big,
to a World Series game.
Not as big as Super Bowl parties, but just I love baseball so much. It's my favorite sport.
I would have loved to when my Cubbies, like when Bill Murray was there. Ah, that would have been so cool.
Okay, and a couple more things. I want you to see this photo. You'll text JAM, J-A-M, like Joe McKenzie, to 52140. I'll put that up there shortly. It is a 115-foot portrait of Kobe Bryant in his Lakers uniform, and it's actually found on a Bay Area, California softball field. The company New Ground Technology, I guess they can make these elaborate displays on turf, and they've done this. Now, it's not going to last because the grass will grow out, but they have a photo that'll never go away. But they did this, and it's got it looks just like him. It's so cool. It's an awesome tribute, and I'll take that photo, the aerial shot, and I'll put it up on Joe's Need to Know News for the blog for you to check it out. But I just thought it was a really cool tribute. I love seeing all these different tributes that people are doing kind of pouring in. And today, a couple of special things. Today is National Hot Chocolate Day. We should have got that from Starbucks. Also, Scotch Tape Day, and this is kind of a fun thing. It's Backwards Day. Do you guys know the song by Missy Elliott called Work It, where she like sounds like she's rapping backwards?
Yeah.
Does anybody know what she's saying when she's backwards? What is she saying?
Put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
But do you know what she's saying?
It's your from an epistle. Yep, come on.
Okay, let's see if Pork Chop's right. Here we go.
Listen up close while I take it backwards. Okay, begins the gal that sent me in, which I...
So that part.
That part. Do you know what she's saying there?
Oh, no.
Listen, I'm going to let it do it, and then I'm going to play it backwards.
Listen up close while I take it backwards. Okay, begins the gal that sent me in, which I...
Hit me up with your girls and guys, mister.
You got to guess, Mackenzie.
Mister? No, I do not.
Okay. She says what she said right there, like, as Missy take you back once.
Watch the way Missy like to take it back once.
Oh, cool.
That is cool, man. We need to be rappers
like,
and do stuff like that.
I'm a mind-blown emoji right now. Yeah.
That was my goal. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out, joemckenzie.com. Song of the day. It's coming up next. It's going to be viral TikTok songs that you get to vote on at 52140. You also have to text the word song. We'll give us our best pitch, our best plea after Billie Eilish, Bad Guy, on Joe McKenzie. Song of the day. You're going to grab your phone or have somebody grab it for you if you're not able to, you know, do so if you're driving. Just make sure you vote. I want to see how many votes we can get today. The number, save it in your phone, 52140. Just save it as, you know, Joe McKenzie. But you're going to text song to 52140 and vote for one of the following songs. The category today, well, it's all about the TikTok. We're doing viral TikTok songs, and I would like to kick it off. This song, I think it's going to be the clear-cut winner, and I'm just going to get right to it. I went with The Box by Roddy Ricch. Check this song out.
Pulling out the coupe at the lot, turn the 12 swat, busting all the bells out the box. I just hit a lick with the box, had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole field, I'm going to get lazy. I got the mojo deals, we been trapping like the 80s.
E-er. Nice.
See, I'm actually in the song. That's me doing. Grab your phone, text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. If you'd like to vote for my song, select option A. What about you, Mackenzie? What's your viral TikTok song?
So I just got going on TikTok with my daughter, Lucy. We're having a lot of fun with it. And so the very first one we did, I was like, I love this song. It's La La La, Y2K, and BB No Money.
When I popped off, then your girl gave me just a little bit of La Chop. Baby so cold, he from the north, he from the Canada. Bankroll so low, I got nothing else that I can withdraw. Ran up the dough.
You know, it's funny, I have TV now. So I was watching TV last night.
Yeah. Congratulations.
And a commercial came on for the iPhone 11, and that's the song they use for the commercial.
Good for Y2K. Good for those guys. Yeah, so vote right now. It's a bop. I love it. 52140 is you're going to text the word song and vote for B.
Okay, live the web, girl. What is your viral TikTok song?
My viral TikTok song is a song I actually learned the dance with my sister when I was home a couple weeks ago because she loves TikTok and loves doing all the dances on there. And that, of course, is a classic, and that's Renegade.
Cash on me.
Okay.
Cash on me. I got hit the lottery. The lottery. Hoes a trip. Watch on how they follow me. Honey's blue. Yeah, I got them all on me. Go, 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 go.
Renegade.
Yes, and that is by K-Camp. You can vote for me by texting the word song to 52140 and voting for C.
Okay, Porkchop, bringing in the rear. What is your song today?
I had a couple good ones in mind. I was thinking maybe Mr. Hotspot, the one that goes, slide like this, pose like this, please don't do your toes like this, yeah. You guys know that song, right?
I don't. I must be an old man.
Oh, and then I was thinking about the one by the Heavy Steppers because I've seen them at the McDonald's by my house this week. They did an interview in Indianapolis, and
what?
I saw them. Can you believe that?
That's fun.
You're like, hey.
Yeah. I was what like, up? Should I pick you for song of the day? But I didn't pick them. I went with a song that I saw like a really attractive like a TikTok guy doing.
And he was probably 15.
Oh, and for some reason now, like, I don't know, that song's just stuck in my head. And this happened when I was single. Okay, Liv, so thank you. It's
TikTok wasn't even around when he was single, but okay.
It's Tatiana by Blueface.
Bust down, Tatiana. Bust down, Tatiana. I wanna see you bust down. Pick it up, not break that shit down. Break it down, speed it up, not slow that shit down. On the gas, slow it down. Bust it, bust down, bust down, bust it, bust it.
Yeah, so if you want to vote for me, text song to 52140. Then when prompted, vote for letter D.
All right, to recap all of your possible things that you could vote for, 52140 is the number. Text song, S-O-N-G. You had mine. I went with The Box by Roddy Ricch. We have La La La, Y2K, and what is it? Mackenzie, yours?
BB No Money.
Okay, I can't read, so that's cool. We had Liv going with a Lottery by K-Camp and Tatiana by Blueface. That was Porkchop's choice. A song we didn't choose, but you'll get to hear anyways. This is a pretty big viral TikTok song. Arizona Zervis.
Who loved Roxanne, this from the get?
Roxanne.
That's
vote.
Right.
Song. S-O-N-G. Text it right now to 52140. song of the day. Voting has now ended. Calculations have now begun. The category, it is, of course, something very big right now. If you're not on TikTok, where are you at? We went with viral TikTok songs. And here's a little brief recap of who you could have voted for today. Myself, Joe, I went with Roddy Ricch, The Box. Put it out the coupe at the lot, turn the 12 SWAT, busting all the bells out the box. You know, go, that's got to win, right? Then we had Mackenzie, who's going to help me out again. Only thing I know is Y2K, but you have La La La.
Yes, La La La.
When I popped off, then you go gave me just a little bit of La Cha.
Yeah, that's in the new iPhone commercial where it's like slow-mo, like the snowboarding person.
Shout out to Megan, my girl who just voted, and to the cute mom and her son. One voted for me and one voted for Chops.
Let's see what Liv got. She had Lottery by K-Camp.
Cash on me, like I hit the lottery. The lottery. Hoes a trip, watch on how they follow me.
Dang.
Also
then,
known as Renegade.
Mm-hmm, Renegade, Renegade, Renegade. And then Tatiana by Blueface. That was Porkchop's choice.
Bust down, Tatiana. Bust down, Tatiana. I want to see you bust down.
The silence in the studio can be quite eerie at times, Mackenzie, when the voting is being calculated.
And there's like awkward, frantic looks amongst everyone.
As we wait the results for today's song of the day. Did we break the voting poll with so many texts?
I think so.
Woo!
Coming in last place with 10% of the vote, Live the Web Girl.
Damn, no love for Renegade.
Renegade, Renegade, Renegade.
But right behind her, with just 11% of the vote, me, producer Porkchop.
To be fair, and I'm just being honest, my opinion, which means nothing, obviously, with the votes coming out, I thought your song would have been last place out of everybody's.
Oh, thanks.
No,
Add insult to injury.
Mackenzie, did you think his song was better than Liv's? Being honest, I thought Renegade was big.
I don't concentrate on that. I concentrate on manifesting a win for myself.
Okay, so you're selfish. Okay.
No, because Lucy picked the song. I want my little girl
to
dominate.
Then she's selfish.
No, she's not.
So it is two ruthless big percentages for first and second place, only separated by 6%. With 35% of the vote, in second place, Mackenzie.
Ah, dang it.
That means Joe is the big winner for Song of the Day today.
All I have to say is thank you. I appreciate your votes. Now just have this stuck in your head there. That is your Song of the Day winner today. Thank you for voting for my song, Roddy Ricch, The Box. And if you got any ideas for Monday, hit us up. Song of the Day, just DM us on Instagram. Follow us, too. It is Joe and Mackenzie. Well, it's a big, big day on Sunday. It is called Super Bowl Sunday. It's game number 54, and it'll be the 49ers taking on the Kansas City Chiefs in Miami. We're definitely looking forward to that. But, I mean, we have our predictions. Like, I'll throw it out there, Mackenzie. I think that the Kansas City Chiefs and Mahomes, they will win.
Okay,
I think they'll win it.
I am thinking the 49ers are going to take this for none other reason than I'm a big fan of Jimmy G.
Okay. Now, Live the Web Girl, we call you kind of the sports expert on the show. Who do you think will win?
I think the 49ers are going to win. I think they've proved all season long that they're the best team in the league. I think the Chiefs are going to put up a good fight, but I don't know, Jimmy Garoppolo and their defense, they're the real deal. They've put up some really tough fights, and they've had a hard schedule this season.
Okay, and Porkchop, why don't we get you just to weigh in right here, and who you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
I feel like the Chiefs are going to win.
Okay, so
we're kind of
split here then.
Right, but we have a secret weapon who's going to tell us who, in fact, is going to win.
Now, who's in studio this morning with us, Porkchop?
Where is she?
Intern Chloe.
It's our intern Chloe Money part two.
Yes, no, this is my dog, Chloe. Well, I mean, she's not. Well, she's kind of my dog. She's my split custody or whatever you call it between my ex and me. But
you got the dog in the custody?
Yeah. Her name is Chloe. She's 10 years old. She's half mini pincher, half
Look
chihuahua.
Look how gorgeous. She's smiling. Her tail is wagging. She's so darling. I love her. Can we bring her every day in here?
I guess. She seems to like you guys. She's usually mean to people, but...
She loves us. Well, I bribed her with, like, 16 treats that you don't know that I've been sliding her behind the back. But what we're going to do, okay, we have set up a really cool, like, little, not an obstacle course, but we have a bowl of treats. We're going to put treats in there for the Chiefs. And then we have also a bowl with the 49ers. So she is going to determine who will be victorious in the big Super Bowl.
Yeah, let's make sure people realize you're going to get to see video of this. This is a very elaborate. Mackenzie, we had to get approval from our company to have this set up in here, like how nice it is. This is one of the most advanced voting systems we've ever had.
Yeah, so we got two bowls, and Chloe is going to, she's going to call it. Who's going to, I mean, put your money down now.
So we'll have Pork Chop bring Chloe over here kind of by me on the opposite side of our studio, and we'll get her to kind of stay out of the way. And then do you want to put in the treats, or do you want Mackenzie to do it, Chops? How's this going to work? I don't know how good Chloe is. Chops will do it.
So, okay.
So what are you going to do? What are you doing?
Chloe needs to sit far away, and okay. She needs to sit and stay, and then I will put the treats in the bowl. I will make sure to drop them in simultaneously,
okay.
And the bowl she picks first is who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Okay.
This is very scientific.
Okay.
Stay. Shake.
Aw, she does
sit,
tricks.
Stay.
Liv's now trying to get the dog to do tricks.
Stay.
Do not affect the outcome, please.
Stay. Stay.
When she she's going to go darting when she sees treats.
Stay. Chloe, stay.
And Chloe's off.
Go.
Here she goes. Here she
goes. And she went with...
The Chiefs!
The Kansas City Chiefs are going to win Super Bowl 54!
Chloe!
She didn't even...
She did not even
she didn't
care
even
about
the
49ers.
Yeah, Jimmy
49ers.
G meant nothing to her, Mackenzie.
Oh, girl, we got to talk about your taste in men.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, big news out of Indianapolis. Tony Kanaan announced that this will be his last year as a primary driver in the IndyCar series.
I have been a race car driver my entire life. From the time I could reach the pedals, it's all I've wanted to do. The idea of pushing and competing against the best in the world, that's all I could ask for. And for the past 20 plus years, I've done just that.
Oh, he is such an outstanding athlete, driver, and dad, husband, just a great human being. I've had the fortune to meet Tony many a times. I've interviewed him before. This will be his 23rd season of competition. He just made this announcement out at the IMS yesterday. So he is set to compete in the 5 oval races of the NTT IndyCar Series. But he's scheduled to begin his final campaign. They're going to call it TK Last Lap at the Indy 500 Sunday, May 24th. So this is a big deal. This is a very big deal.
It's a lot of racing right there.
Absolutely. Well, unfortunately, we lost John Andretti, one of racing's most versatile drivers. He lost his battle with cancer. He's a former NASCAR and IndyCar racer. He passed away at the age of 56 after a long battle. And he is the nephew of racing legend Mario Andretti.
Yeah, probably a lot of people know that name for sure.
So, of course, sending all our thoughts and prayers to the Andretti family. Well, Elon Musk, he released a new EDM song.
What?
Posted it on SoundCloud. It's called Don't Doubt Your Vibe. I'm just gonna let you see, you hear it, and see what you think.
To be honest, I don't judge people that do drugs, but I've heard of people tripping. I feel like that's a trip and not a good trip.
Wow, that makes me feel weird inside.
Yeah, I hope the cars are better than that song. I don't have a Tesla either.
But if you're into it, again, it's called Don't Doubt Your Vibe. I like the message.
Yeah, I'm severely doubting everything, though.
Jessica Simpson was not doubting her feelings for Johnny Knoxville. What the what? So Jess is making the media rounds, promoting her upcoming memoir, Open Book.
I was just dazed and confused, and I just wanted to go to sleep. I didn't take them trick-or-treating. I didn't show up for my family, you know. I took the picture, and I made the world think that I showed up.
Wow, so she had a major problem with alcoholism, and then she's just really divulging secrets that You know, when she was with John Mayer, he broke up with her via email, that Nick Lachey was devastated, surprised by the divorce. And she goes on to say her Dukes of Hazzard co-star Johnny Knoxville, that they were very, very much into each other. She says they like kissed, made out. They didn't flip pancakes, if you will, because she was still with Lachey and he had another relationship. But she said, but they wrote love letters and they felt like prison pen pals because they wanted to be together but couldn't.
I'm surprised, like, because making out's still cheating. Like, why not just go all the way?
And then she says that Nick Lachey was always out with his boys, going to like strip clubs and store, and she was disgusted with him. I mean, there is a lot happening behind the scenes that she is just letting it all out. Savannah Guthrie from the Today Show also letting it all out. Whoops, she says she accidentally wore her dress backwards.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I dressed backwards today. I was distracted. I've been up since 3:30 a.m. watching the match.
You dressed backwards. I missed that.
Oh, look at her tag. No lie.
Oh,
yeah. So that happened.
All right. Yeah. So there's that.
Well, there's always next year. All right.
How does nobody on the set of that show be like, hey, Savannah, your stuff's backwards? I mean, she's doing it. Today is backwards day. She should have done it today, not yesterday.
And she blames getting up at 3 a.m., which I understand, right? I mean, because
I guess I'm a dude. I can't really put anything on backwards as a man. So maybe, like, as a woman, it's a little bit harder.
There's been so many times where I'm leaving the station after a full day of a show realizing that my shirt or my sweatshirt is on backwards. That's happened to me so many times here.
I think it's probably that way right now.
Oh, man. And we got to say congrats to Ciara and Russell Wilson. They are expecting number 3. They're popping those babies out. They just welcomed daughter Sienna Princess in April of 2017. And then Ciara has her 5-year-old son, Future. So now another, I mean, what a good looking child that's going to be.
No kidding. Those genetics. Congratulations.
Yes.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Okay, so he's out of the room with his dog right now?
Yeah, he just took Chloe to the bathroom.
Okay, so this involves producer Porkchop. He'll obviously hear about this, but I don't know how to do it and would love your help. 833-563-2539. There's a Super Bowl party that I think he's aware of, but he was not invited to. And I guess he keeps on asking me, like, hey, what time is everybody going there? What's the address? But I'm invited to a Super Bowl party. My wife Lindsay's invited to the party. But, like, nothing, no ill will towards Porkchop, but he's not invited. Like, it's not really my right to invite somebody.
When you were out of the room, he told me, like, oh, yeah, Kins, what are you doing? Because I'm going to this party with Joe and Lindsay. So he thinks he's going.
It's super awkward in the studio.
What,
like,
the heck?
You can feel something going on.
Well, I know. And he's going to be hurt and crushed by it. What do I do? Because please don't.
You're acting weird.
Well, I know.
Weird.
They are.
Am I not supposed to go now? Like, do I not go to the party?
You got it. He's, like, planning on going.
We're going to talk about this next. 833-563-2539. God, if you can help me out, that would be incredible. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. This conversation, I'm just being honest, it's going to get kind of awkward. Usually, Mackenzie, out of everybody on the show, never struggle for words. I often talk too much. But there's a situation going on, and he's in the room, too. There's a party going on this weekend. A lot of people having Super Bowl parties at their houses and hosting them. And me and my wife, Lindsay, got invited on Facebook, and we also talked to the friends, too. But we got the official invite on there. And we're bringing a couple of dishes. We're going to bring my wife's spinach and artichoke dip. That's going to be really good. And kind of like a spicy buffalo dip that our friend Molly kind of showed us, which I hadn't. And I just fell in love with. So my question is not necessarily, like, what dip do you bring to a party? It is... what do you do? Okay, he's here.
Porkchop, do you know this is about you? this is, like, so weird. And he's holding his dog, Chloe. So cute.
What's about me?
You, the party that's going on this weekend.
Right.
You keep on asking me, like, if we want to ride together and stuff. And the thing is, I'm sure you, I think you, I don't know how you don't know this, and I hate that I have to tell you. I really do.
Is he canceling?
No, you weren't invited. Like,
okay, let's take it back to the top.
And it's not in a bad way. Sorry,
what
go
do you,
ahead.
Like, I wasn't invited, or I forgot to get invited.
How did this happen?
I specifically, like, Porkchop can't come. Those are three options. Which one is it?
Are you friends with the people having the party,
yes,
too, Chops?
Of course.
Yeah, I would say we're both mutual friends. Maybe I'm a little bit more, but I'd say equal. It's pretty close.
Yeah, okay. He was Joe's friend first.
So you initially got invited to the party. Joe?
Lindsay did too, my wife, yes.
And
we were
then
both
how
invited.
Did Porkchop, was he just like, oh, I'm coming too?
Well, here's the thing, guys. I don't know the situation behind. I can speculate why he didn't get invited. Oh. I have a few ideas.
Okay, so then why wasn't I invited?
Well, I said speculate. Right, I don't know here, okay?
But it's not like a whoever come bring anybody type
no,
of party.
No. There's only a certain amount of people that are going to be at this person. They don't have a very big house. But I don't think that's the reason why, though, either. Only thing I can speculate, and I don't have to put your business out there on Front Street. Last time I remember we all got together was in the summertime at this person's house, and you got lit. Like, you were, like, I think you guys took an Uber or Lyft home. I know you didn't drive. You were pretty... having a good time. You didn't break anything. I don't think you threw up, but just like Porkchop was in rare form. I've never seen him that buzzed.
Right. I don't even usually drink that much. And when I do, I'm like a happy drunk.
But once again, I don't know if that's the reason why, not to put your business out there. The only other thing I could think of is that you work so much and maybe they just assumed, oh my gosh, it being Super Bowl Sunday at the steakhouse, there's no way he's not working a double that day.
So, well, funny you say that because I was scheduled a double that day and I got the night shift off.
Oops, sorry. Oh.
So I could go.
Dude,
like who would not want Chops and his dog Chloe at their party?
Well,
they're so cute.
See, and that's the thing. Listen, Mackenzie, I don't know. And I mean, I like you, but like, I don't really like. Just, I'm guess I'm kind of just telling you. And this is why I was asking for help. 833-563-2539. I don't know what to tell you, but I'm pretty sure they haven't told me to say this to you. But obviously, you're not invited. And I hate saying that. You know, I'm the guy that invites everybody to my parties. I always invite everybody. I'm so inclusive. I hate being left out. I hate that feeling. But just straight up, like friend to friend, like you weren't invited.
So why can't you ask your friend Joe and be like, "Hey, question. Like, I noticed Porkchop wasn't invited. Like, how come? Like, can he come with me? Have you asked him that?"
I talked and they said, yeah, we didn't invite him already. I didn't ask him that part. No, because
uncomfortable. Like, yes. Being like, well, can I bring him?
No, Liv, that is awkward. Even me thinking about asking that is an awkward thing.
But like, what's one more person? It's not like it's like six
well,
other people.
It's not my party.
My boyfriend too?
No, you're not invited. You can't bring anybody.
So what am I supposed to answer the phones? It's supposed to be, hey, let's help how to tell Porkchop he's not invited.
I don't know even know what the question is right now.
Are you asking people how to uninvite someone?
Before you came back into the room because you were out, I was kind of wondering if I could ask people, like, what do I do to tell you? But now that you kind of know about it, I don't know what the question even is
anymore.
Well,
here, have you ever uninvited someone from something? I think this is not.
I mean, maybe
this is tacky, but 833-563-2539. My motto's always the more the merrier, but Joe, I get your situation.
It's not my party.
It's weird because it's not your party.
It's not my party.
This actually happens to me all of the time, Joe. I have two best friends, and one of them, you know, we've been friends for a long time. We all have the same group of friends. And then another one, she's not really friends with anyone else I'm friends with, and she always thinks she can just tag along to whatever I'm going to, like birthday dinners and things like that. And I'm like, and I always am in the awkward situation of like, do I just bring her along even though she wasn't invited, or do I tell her like, oh, hey, sorry, I'm busy that night? Like, I don't know how to handle a situation like that when – like, I have a friend that was not invited to something, but she just assumes she can come along.
It's
like,
just,
do
it's
I
awkward.
Tell her no? Or do I just say, you know, who cares, and bring her with me?
Here's what I'm telling you, Chops. At 833-563-2539, I really, out of all the times we take calls, would appreciate if you could call in right now because I just feel so awkward. I'm not telling you no, but just in reality, like, from what I've heard, you're not invited.
I'm going to text him.
No, see, I don't think you should do that. I think you
but
should
what
just...
what are you going to text him? Are you going to say, hey, dude, am I invited to your party?
No.
Or like, what time
should you just, what time
this is what you should do.
Up.
Just okay, say, what
me.
Can I bring? Like, how I'm so excited for Sunday. What can I bring?
What if they're like, nothing, you're not invited? That could be something.
Joe, I think this could possibly be your fault. Like, you're being a bad friend.
Well, hold on. How the heck is this my fault? I feel bad about it.
I thought we were cool.
Actually, Chops,
it's not my party. I'm not inviting you to my party.
Chops legit called you his best friend.
Which I feel bad about. I'm a terrible friend.
And you didn't say it back.
Well, he's not my best friend. I mean, well, I don't mean it like that.
That's so mean.
Stop. You guys are making me to be the bad guy.
I don't know. I guess kind of stick up for your guy. Like, Porkchop's your guy. Porkchop thinks you're his best friend, and you're not sticking up for him.
So you don't want me to go to the party? Or what do you want me to do?
Do something. Either stand up to this guy and be like, hey, like, Porkchop, you better let Porkchop come. Come on, like, don't exclude him or do something.
Totally take a stand and be like, Porkchop's coming or we're not going.
No, I'm not going to insert myself
don't
like
do that.
Alyssa, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What did you want to say?
Yeah. I've actually uninvited someone from my wedding. It was supposed to be my maid of honor, actually.
What happened?
I was very young at the time, and it was a right out of high school wedding, and my maid of honor was not participating, not available. We were going to try on dresses, and she wouldn't come, and she just would never answer my calls.
So you cut her out?
So eventually it got to the point that I was just like, you're not invited anymore.
At all. So wow. She went from like the prime spot in your wedding to nothing.
Okay. Thank you for the call. We got a tweet from Holly this morning listening in Houston on Radio Now 92.1. I think Pork Chop should get on a plane with the Hostage Boy and come have a Houston style Super Bowl party with me.
Oh, I love that.
Ooh, okay. Honestly, Holly, I appreciate your help here, but he doesn't have money for a plane ticket. What do we do here? What is the situation? 833-563-2539. I just really think, Mackenzie, and hopefully people will tell us this, I think it's a bad idea if I do an ultimatum that I won't come. I think it's a bad idea for me to even say, hey, he needs to come. Like, I think in this situation, I stand down and do nothing and just have a good time at the party.
I think you just bring him and just see what happens.
All right, we'll talk to you next. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio. Well, if it wasn't awkward, it probably would not be Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. This weekend, I was really looking forward to going to a Super Bowl party. My wife Lindsay was coming, and I didn't know if he was or not, but then I found out Pork Chop was actually not invited to the party. And I don't know the reasons why. Everybody's asking. I don't have the answer. I had speculations that maybe they thought he's so busy he was working, so don't even like get his hopes up by inviting him.
You are getting torn apart, Joe.
What? I'm getting torn apart? It's not my party.
People are very mad at Joe and Mackenzie. They're calling Joe a D.
I'm a what?
They're saying you can't call out Chops for not having money for a plane ticket. It
no,
seems
no,
simple
no.
enough.
I'm saying he couldn't. Oh, my God. You know what? You guys are taking my words out of context.
To be fair, I do always work a lot. I was actually scheduled to double on Sunday, but I did get Sunday night off because you guys have always been talking about this party, and I guess I just thought I was invited. Maybe he just didn't invite me yet.
No,
well, I mean,
even Liv knows
now. It's Friday, and the party's Sunday, so I feel like...
Why don't you wait till Sunday to see?
And we just played Call of Duty the other night all together.
Oh. Yeah, I know. No, I get that, Chops. But like I said, I have a few ideas why you may not be invited. I have not been told officially, but okay. I just...
Oh, this makes me so sad.
Well, it's all right. No, I've got TV and internet now at home, so I can watch
know,
the game at home.
But
I'll be
I think
happy.
You should just go to the party. You're so much fun. Why would they not want
thanks.
You to
so
their
you
party?
You want it to be awkward. No, do not suggest that to him. Huh, let's get some help here. Kayla, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What do you want to say?
Hey, guys. So I actually have two things to say. So one, Porkchop, I absolutely think that you should just text them. We're adults, and I would say, hey, man, what's going on for Sunday? You know, and whatever he responds with, you know, if he wants you to come, he'll say, and if not, he'll say, you know. And then, Joe, I kind of feel like you should have maybe got more detail before you brought up Porkchop because it could be kind of hurtful.
Okay, Kayla, so let's say that this person was having a wedding and Chop wasn't invited. Am I supposed to say, wait, why aren't you inviting him to your special day?
But a wedding is different than a Super Bowl party.
Yeah, a wedding's way different, but not only that, but you said that you talked to him and he said that he wasn't inviting Pork Chop, so Efren, you could have been like, why, what's going on? Is everything okay? You know, like, just to kind of, just for your friend Pork Chop, and if you're the other person's friend as well.
No, Kayla, I guess, but it's like I'm tired of people saying I'm a jerk here. Like, I didn't have a party and not invite him. It's somebody else.
I know, but this is your boy. Chops calls you his best friend.
So, wait, I'm actually, like, literally not invited?
Oh, no.
Tell me this. Who has invited you to the party?
I didn't. I mean,
you're not invited then.
I just thought I wasn't getting, you know, it's like assumed.
Well, you know what happens when you assume.
Joe!
Sarah, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy yes. Friday.
I just wanted to say, Porkchop, I don't think you should be mad at Joe because he's kind of just like stuck in the middle. But, I mean, honestly, I think some true colors are being shown right now. I don't think it would hurt if you like sent the guy a text message, but I also don't think that you want to come off desperate as if like, that party's do or die because you're cool, you know, you can find your own plan. And if you do want to, you know, get lit again and even if you do want to break something, you can do that on your own time without being at that guy's house.
Wow. That sounds like Chops getting like lit and breaking stuff.
Throwing glass at my
house. Yeah! Touchdown! Yeah. Brittany, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What's going on?
Well, my question was just how Porkchop found out about this party in the first place.
Because they were talking about it. Like, I think in front of me. I don't remember if it was on Call of Duty, like on the headsets, or if it was like a week ago when we, or when did we play disc golf last? Like 3 weeks ago or something?
Probably. It's been a little bit, yeah.
I swear you
so
guys.
So I think that was probably the first problem. If you don't know who's invited and who's not invited, then don't talk about a party and make someone feel like they're left out.
That's so rude.
Although I do feel bad for Joe, I don't feel like Joe should be the person to point the finger and the blame because it is not, it's not his party, it's the guy's party. And I agree with the other callers that Porkchop, you need to send a message and just say, hey, dude, look, I heard you're having a party. I haven't been formally invited, so I was just wondering, you know,
I feel awkward,
am I invited or not invited?
Brittany?
We're all such great friends.
Brittany's the only person I think that actually thinks I'm not a jerk. Got another DM in from Jade. Joe needs to be off the show. Mackenzie and Liv's show or Porkchop and Mackenzie? Joe needs to be off the show. Okay. Cool. Thanks. Out of all the things I've done to my coworkers, this is what gets me kicked off. That's the reason I should be removed? I didn't even do anything!
No, I mean, if you...
Our phone lines are blowing up. I think Chops is the life of the party, and I think this party would be lucky to have Chops show up. So,
so
I think
lucky.
You should just go and have fun, and it's going to be fine. Or if you're just like, forget it, have your own party.
Okay, well, let's go to line number four and see what we got here. Hey, Dolores, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What you want to say?
Good morning, guys. Well, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I kind of agree with everyone who's called before regarding, like, just send a text, see what's up. Porkchop has every right to do that. But I don't think we should blame Joe, but I'm just like, come on, Joe. Like, Porkchop is your friend.
He is.
Even in the super most casual way, you could have been like, well, hey, man, what about Porkchop? You're going to invite him? And I think he might be working, but hey, you know, like, you stand up for your friends.
Yeah,
no,
Joe.
Hold on. This is
what I teach my daughter. You stand
what, to
up
to bully
for your...
people that didn't have their friend get invited to a party?
No, to stand up for your friends and be inclusive.
I do. Oh, my God. If anybody knows me, I always include people to every game night. I invite so many people that I don't even want to come to my stuff because I know what it likes to be left out. I feel like a turd, and it's not even my party.
I guess we could wrap this up, but there's still one question that I feel like I don't know the answer to, and it's obviously you thought I was invited to the party, and at some point, it seems like you found out you knew I wasn't, so I feel like there's something I don't know.
Well, okay. I saw the Facebook invite, and I'm like, hey, why didn't, you know, did you forget to add Chops and Hostage Boy? He's like, oh, they're not invited.
Oh, how long ago was that?
A week ago.
Okay, all right. So, see, now we're getting somewhere.
Oh my gosh,
10 minutes
this...
later.
Listen, here's how we wrap it up.
No, we're not. This is even more awkward now.
Hold on, grab your phone.
Okay. Kenzie, I was going to text Chad, but go ahead. Oops,
go ahead.
I said his name.
Well, tell me this isn't awkward now, you dummy. Oh, my gosh.
Oops. Oh, my
gosh. Grab your phone.
Yeah?
Text him. I'm not saying his name.
Okay.
And, Mackenzie, help me out. What are we going to say? Like, hey. What,
hey.
No, hey, am I invited to the party? Or, hey, what time?
No, that
is
so weird.
No, he needs to text right now so we can get an answer.
I'll say, hey, man, I was supposed to work at the steakhouse Sunday night, and I just found out I have off. What should I bring?
Yes.
Not what should you bring. Just be like, hey, man, what's up? I just found out I'm off on Sunday for the Super Bowl. What are your plans? You got anything going on?
Well, I know
on?
What the plans are.
I know, but act like you
no,
don't. Maybe he doesn't
Liv.
Know.
No, I would just say, what should I bring? Because you're assuming that you're going.
Yeah. All right. Are you going to send the text?
Yeah, of course. I was going to, but I have
or
to
you
answer
could say,
phones.
You could say, Hostage Boy's making his famous 7-layer
Ooh.
Dip. Can't wait to see you Sunday.
It's only given 3 people food poisoning. You'll love it.
This is Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
All right. Well, maybe we'll give you an update on Monday and see what actually happens with that.
Are you going to go, Chops? This is going to be real interesting.
He can't go if he's not invited, Mackenzie. Do you not know how these things work? Hey, I showed up at your wedding. I know I wasn't invited. Surprise!
It's not the same. Okay. A Super Bowl get-together at a house is not the same as a wedding.
Okay, you know what we all need? We need a little drink in our life.
Yeah,
now,
I
don't have any alcohol for us to drink, but I want to play a fun game. It's called Name That Drink. You can also play along to and listen. Maybe make a bet for coffee or for lunch. All I'm going to do is play a song. I'm going to beep out the part where they mention the alcohol. You have to tell me what it is. We'll play that next. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. God, that was awkward, guys. McKenzie here on Radio Now. You're getting a lot of outpouring from people, by the way, Porkchop, that people want to invite you to their Super Bowl party and to the big game because of the fact that you're not invited to our friend's party.
Well, that's really nice of everyone calling, and I appreciate it.
And we will definitely do a follow-up if Chops goes to the party and what ensues. This will be. I'm dying to know what's going to happen.
I want to go.
Even if you just, like, reach out to him, I still want to know. Like, if you don't end up, but, like, I want to know what you end up texting him and what he ends up texting you back.
Has your text been answered yet, or is it still, like, undelivered?
It says red. Ah! I sent it at 53, and it's 56. Okay, and he read it 2 minutes ago.
He might be at work. He's busy. I do that all the time. I leave people on red all the time, not on purpose.
All right, well, we'll get an update for that, and maybe there'll be a listener that wants to invite you to the party, so hopefully we can help you out. Fun little game we're going to play right now called Name That Drink. I'm going to play a clip from a song that mentions alcohol of a certain kind, and it's beeped out. It's kind of censored. You all need to write it down, and then it'll come around, and you'll verbally guess what it is. And we'll do a few rounds of this. Whoever gets the most right is the big winner, and I will buy you a drink at a future time and place.
On Sunday at the party? I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I mean, I would hope it's like an open bar.
What parties are you going to? I'm sure as heck
not. You make your guests pay for cocktails.
Sorry, go ahead, play the song.
I do. Wait till you come to my house party. You guys are going to be paying for everything, the burgers, the hot dogs. Okay, here is your first song. Write down your answer, then I'll have you buzz in.
Now where my alcohol is, let me see your hands up. What you drinking on? Jager bombs, lemon drops.
I got it.
Yellow shots.
That is LMFAO with Little John. Shots one more time.
Let me see your hands.
Okay, Mackenzie.
I don't know. I'm just going to guess fireballs.
Pork chop.
I want Liv to go because I know the answer.
I'm going to say Vegas bombs.
All right, it's buttery areolas.
You can say nipples.
You can say nipples.
Now where my alcohol is, let me see your hands up. What you drinking on? Jager bombs, lemon drops, buttery nipples, yellow shots.
Fireballs would have gone in that flow better.
It could have, but at one point.
Buttery nipples. That just sounded so weird.
Pork Chop's like, I can't say the word nipples. It's really hard for me to say.
You said so many other things.
I know.
Nips crossing the line.
No, not on this show. All right, here's your next one. Listen close if you're playing Name That Drink. This is Rihanna. Cheers, drink to that. By the way, I did not know this was in the song, but it's really cool. I love this song.
Okay, I got mine.
Oh, that's hard.
All right, I'll go reverse order. I'll go to Live the Web Grill first. What is your guess?
I'm going to say vodka soda. I have no idea. Did you have to get the live version?
Yes, listen.
I know, it's hard to hear.
Same thing.
Okay, well, when you guys pull the audio for the games on the show, we'll change the way it works. Okay, pork chop.
I know it rhymes with freaking weekend.
Well, that's a good guess. Okay.
So,
three, two.
Drinking.
All right, and Mackenzie.
I'm just going to guess tequila neaten. Like tequila neat. Like tequila.
Let's see.
Something
if,
with tequila.
Let's see if they're close.
Jameson
whiskey.
Wow, these are tough.
That was hard.
Can we just do something like two pina coladas?
I hate Jameson.
Okay, let's see. Pork Chop still has a lead of 1-0. Here's your next song. Name that drink.
And in the personal columns.
Oh, yeah.
That song.
Was this letter I read? If you like.
Yeah! Yes! I know this one!
Caught in the rain.
Do I need to play it? Do I need to play it a second time?
No.
Oh, let me guess.
Go ahead, Liv.
Pina coladas with the accent mark over the N.
Pina coladas
pina
is correct.
Pina coladas.
And in the personal columns.
What a great song.
Was this letter
I was singing this last night.
If you like pina coladas.
And doing what?
Get caught in the
I thought it was a cute story too.
I was singing this last night while I was cooking, and I thought it was getting high in the rain.
Oh my gosh!
Well, Liv, it's not. Apparently, your drug problem has resurfaced.
Yeah, I just didn't know. I don't know the lyrics to any songs.
That is by Rupert Holmes' "Escape," aka the Pina Colada song. Your next song, at least everybody's on the board. That's better than the other day. Tell me the drink.
I called a bartender. I said, "Look, man, come down here. You got down there. So what you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one..."
I have a guess.
I'll play it one more time. That is a classic rock song probably all of our parents heard.
I don't know this song.
Oh my gosh. It's George Thorogood, and okay. I won't name the title of the song because it'll give it away.
I called a bartender. I said, "Look, man, come down here. You got down there. So what you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one..."
I want to guess. I'm just guessing Whiskey on the Rocks.
Okay. Chops.
I'm using my bartender skills here. I feel like whiskey would just go great next to that. So whiskey. Okay.
I'm also guessing whiskey because...
Go ahead.
Obviously, bourbon is a type of whiskey.
Let's see.
You got down there. So what you want? A one bourbon.
Never heard
bourbon,
that
scotch,
song.
Whiskey on the Rocks would be the lyric.
I vote for Mackenzie.
Thank you. I'm a better writer.
No points on that one here. I got a few more I want to squeeze in here. Let's see if you can figure out this drink in the song.
I can drink whiskey.
I love this song.
Champagne all night. I'm fine.
I was writing tequila.
When I taste tequila,
just to help you out, that was not the song. Not the part of the song. So
give us it again.
Listen one last time.
I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne all night. I got it.
All right, Liv.
Scotch on the Rocks.
Pork chop.
Scotch on the Rocks.
Mackenzie.
I was going to say red wine.
Let's see what it says.
I can drink whiskey and red wine.
There's your red wine.
Champagne.
I take my back.
Little scotch on the rocks and I'm fine.
Nice.
When I taste tequila,
baby, I still see you.
What's the score, Chops? What is the score?
Me 3, Liv 2, Mackenzie 1.
I do have 2.
So I want to say Chops is our winner today.
Again? Wow.
Yes, we'll have to play this again. There we go. Way to go, Pork Chop.
Pork Chop!
Pork Chop!
Pork Chop! Pork Chop!
At this time, let's pause for station identification. It is Joan McKenzie.
WNOW FM HD1 Speedway W286 CM.
Wake up every morning when I'm driving to school.
It's Joan McKenzie on Indy's Radio Now 100.9.
Super Bowl 54 this weekend. The 49ers taking on the Chiefs. We've got all of the prop bets, and we're going to see how we can do it predicting those, and you can do it too after Maroon 5. It is Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. Big Super Bowl game going on in Miami, Super Bowl 54. It is going to be the 49ers taking on the Chiefs, and we kind of are split. We predicted, me and Chops, that the Chiefs will win. Liv and Mackenzie predicted the 49ers, and you can see the video up on joeandmackenzie.com pretty soon of who Pork Chop's dog, Chloe, predicted. We had an official prediction. Very interesting tie-deciding vote today. You can see that at joeandmackenzie.com. Now, I got some prop bets. You guys know what prop bets are for a Super Bowl?
These are my kind of bets. Like, no stats. This is just off to the side.
The more
right?
off the wall, the better.
Yeah, I love these kind.
Okay, let's write these down, and then we'll compare them on Monday, okay? Like, I got a piece of paper for you, so just make your pick, and we'll go over that. First of all, and you can do this, too, if you're listening right now. See how well you do. Which auto brand commercial will air first? Now, the top ones on the betting sites, they had Hyundai, Kia, Porsche, Audi, Toyota, or you could pick another one.
You're so from Michigan, it's Audi.
Oh, Audi. Whatever. Yeah. Audi, whatever.
Wait, what was the first one?
Porsche. It's Hyundai.
How do you say it?
Hyundai.
Okay. Yeah, it's Hyundai like Sunday. I just want to see if you said it right.
Oh, whatever. It's a car. I drive it. I mean, car's a car.
Show you that in my commercials. Oh, you know, whatever. Just buy one of these.
No, if I did TV commercials, like, "Hi, it's Joe for Hyundai. You know, come get a car. Come do it. Come
I buy say one. Audi.
Okay.
I'm saying Hyundai.
Ooh, I'm going to say Kia.
I'm going to say another one, probably Ford, so I'll do other.
By the way, it would be the it might be Porsche, because the first one is like the most expensive, so think of a company that has the most money.
Okay, we'll track all
Kia's
these.
Kia's having a big moment, like with the Telluride. I'm going to
Hyundai's having a huge moment with influencers, social media influencers.
Well,
right,
I guess
now.
See how our predictions go. Moving on to the next one. Which quick serve or kind of a fast food chain or company will have the first commercial? The ones that are the big ones that people are betting on: Starbucks, McDonald's, Subway, Domino's, Burger King, KFC, Taco Bell, Wendy's, or other. So
ooh,
that's tough.
I'm going other, and I'm going to say Doritos.
My go-to is Mickey D's.
That's not a fast food.
Yeah, it's going to be we're talking fast food.
Oh, it just
place.
Has to be fast food?
Fast
yeah.
food, yes.
I'm going KFC because I feel like Taco Bell always does their kind of towards the beginning
Dang
to
it.
Middle. That's when I feel like they always have their spot. So I'm going KFC for the early one.
I'm
going to
go with the one that never let me down before, and that would be Taco Bell. Taco Bell's my prediction.
All right, I'm going to do, I guess, McDonald's.
Okay, and Chaz, what was yours again for the
McDonald's.
Record?
McDonald's.
Okay, now let's get to the halftime show. These are some things. Will there be a wardrobe malfunction? I'm going to say no.
No.
No. For our job and the FCC clamping down, I pray there's nothing happening. Will J-Lo or Shakira lip sync a song? At
yes.
least something. Yes.
yes
or no?
Yes.
No, I don't think so. I just think they'll have the background playing. They just won't even attempt singing. They'll just be dancing.
How are we going to prove this, though?
I think if we all determine and watch it, like if it's an overall opinion that there's some lip syncing, you can tell when people lip sync.
But I don't know why people get all butthurt about lip syncing. Here's the thing.
Oh, my
God.
The
acoustics are crazy. Like, and
Mm-mm.
I want a performance.
No.
I want them
See,
to sing also, but I don't mind.
I feel like Ariana Grande, her performance at the Grammys, she literally just did not sing and just had the backup vocals, like the track playing majority of the time. She didn't even attempt to lip sync. So
you need
I don't
to sing
people
your
care
song.
About that
if I pay money for me myself to go to a show, sing your freaking song, puppet.
But no offense, like The Who, when they did it, like I respect The Who, they're amazing, but I thought it was so boring. And they were singing great, but I
boo.
Want theatrics.
The
I
Who
want you to
was
sing.
Garbage.
Thank you.
The Who got the boo.
I want some showmanship,
yeah.
some shake it, I don't care.
Would you
if
have liked it?
Flooded in.
Arguably one of the best Super Bowl performances, I say, would have been Prince. Beyonce was pretty good too. But Prince, he didn't lip sync it. You go there on a national stage, you sing, okay? If you can't sing, don't be
but
there.
But I want him to sing too, but I don't care
right,
if they get a little help.
We're talking about
saying.
Different performances. J-Lo and Shakira is going to be a ton of dancing. A ton of dancing.
Okay, well, I'm going to say that they will...
lip sync.
I think they will.
Sync.
I think there'll be some.
Okay.
I think there'll be some. So we'll write that down.
Lip sync live.
Okay. Another big one is on there, and I guess it's going to be have to up the definition. Will J-Lo show butt cleavage? Like, what does that mean? Is she going to wear like a thong? I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, like the top of the booty.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
I'm saying no.
I'm going to say no.
I'm the only one saying yes, huh?
I think A-Rod would be upset.
Yeah. She always has those flesh-colored tights on.
Yeah.
Okay, but that we're not counting that. Okay. And then moving on, we have a few more here. These are Super Bowl 54 kind of prop bets that you can be a part of and guess in. Who's going to win the coin toss? Will it be, what will the coin toss be? Will it be heads or will it be tails?
Ooh, aren't there huge, million-dollar bets?
Major
over
bets,
this?
Yeah.
Yes. And this is a really easy one. It's 50-50. I'm going to say that the coin toss will be a heads.
I'm saying tails.
I'm going to go heads.
Chops?
I said heads. Chloe says heads, too.
Oh, your dog. Okay. Who will score first in the game? Will it be the 49ers or the Chiefs? It doesn't matter if it's offense or defense.
I'm saying the 49ers. The Chiefs literally. They are not good in the first quarter. They always are trying to come back from a big deficit. The 49ers are definitely going to score first.
Chiefs are going to score first. It'll be a Mahomes touchdown.
I think Chiefs will score first because then I'll be like, no! But then my 49ers will come back.
Then Jimmy will come on the field.
Yeah, I can't really say my 49ers. I'm like a fair weather. I just like Jimmy.
And Chops?
Minor 49ers.
Okay. If there is an interception, who will do you think throw it first? Jimmy
Patrick
Garoppolo
Mahomes.
Or Patrick Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes.
But they'll come back.
I'm going to say Garoppolo does. The Chiefs are going to dominate.
I just can't believe you're this confident in the Chiefs. Like, the 49ers season has been such a good season. They've shown out every time. Sorry.
All right, it's fine. So apparently somebody's got a favorite team. Not very unbiased. And last two prop bets for Super Bowl 54, the 49ers and the Chiefs. Demi Lovato, she will be singing the national anthem, the over or under, which means will it be under this time or will it be over? This is what we're guessing on. Will it be in a total length of 2 minutes and 3 seconds? Will it be under that or will it be over that?
I say under.
I'm going with under.
I'm going over. She's got great vocals, and she is known for that long hold vibrato.
Yeah, but the average is like a minute 43.
Well, here's the thing. Let Liv go with that. I think this is where you're wrong, because she does have that. The girl's just coming back from a lot of stuff.
I'm going to say over, because then I think she'll take a moment and pause and take everything in, because she's been very emotional lately.
All right, we kind of split
on
that one.
She can hold a note.
And finally, let's all pray this doesn't happen. I guess it kind of swayed my vet. But Will Drake, he's famous. If you don't know much about Drake, obviously the rapper, he always picks a person, like whether it's a Conor McGregor fight or whether it is
a
NBA
Finals.
Like a
UConn basketball game. It does not matter what the sporting event is.
He'll pick the team. He'll usually wear the jersey, the outfit. Will he promote a team on his Instagram?
Yes, he will be wearing a Patrick Mahomes jersey. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess promote? I get it. Can he do both?
He's going to pick a team. He'll be rooting for a team.
Got it.
Do you think he'll be rooting for a team? Is the question.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying yes.
Yes.
We're all saying yes. You don't have to say which
team. I put yes in giant, big letters. My guess is a Patrick Mahomes jersey. That's just me.
Yeah. There's something I am willing to bet on, though, that Jimmy G has 100% chance of being sexy AF.
Yes! Yes! Put all my money on that!
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
So, I think we all agree you should be happy in life. Life is too short. You should enjoy it and try to be happy compared to sad and all the other bad things. But at the end of the day, you do need to have a job as far as to provide the basics of shelter, food, clothing. And that means you got to have a job that pays you money. And I have a friend of mine. He's a 35-year-old dude. So he's been working, since he was 18. He's married, got a couple of kids. And I kind of agree with his wife on this, but I kind of also see where he's coming from. 35, he has a good enough job that he is able to provide for their family of four, so his wife can be a stay-at-home mom. Let's be honest, daycare is hella expensive. I mean, McKenzie, that can really make it hard for people to do that.
I mean, I have a lot of friends. I only have one child, but that have two, and it's not even worth one of them working, honestly, if they put them in full-time daycare, because it's like a salary.
So he doesn't necessarily want to quit working, but he wants to leave the job that pays him enough money for her to be a stay-at-home mom so that it's decent in a one-income family, and he wants to do a job that he likes, that he has fun with. And he doesn't necessarily know what it is, which obviously a bad idea. You can't quit till you have a plan. But I guess they've been talking about it, and there's most likely she'd have to work or something would happen. His job is not going to make enough money for that family. And she's like, no. I want you to be happy, but we need to have the money, not you doing a job that you love. I don't want my wife, Lindsay, to be unhappy, but if she's like, oh, hey, I want to go, pick flowers for $5 an hour. I'm like, no, we have a house now. You wanted to get that. We have a mortgage payment. We have our two dogs. Those are our current responsibilities, at least me and my lifestyle that I can think of.
Right.
833-563-2539. Have you went through this, a situation, or maybe you know somebody where they made good money at a job and they're just like, no, I hate this job. I dread going to this job. And I just want to do something that I love, that I have a passion for. And I guess, do you agree? Or which one do you think? Is it more important to make that money like he's currently doing? Or do you think he's in the right and the wife's wrong? He should go after what he loves.
I feel like the key to this, because I go back and forth, the key is to find a way to make a living doing what you love. That's the ultimate goal. Find what you love and find a way to make money from doing it. In the meantime, I will say you got to do what you need to do until you can do what you want to do. So it's okay. Where you are right now is not where you're going to be. So you got to do what you got to do, and then you can do what you want to do. I feel like it's hard. I feel like we need to reshift the focus in America, particularly because around the world, a lot of people, they work to live. Like if you go to Italy or Spain, they work so they can enjoy life. A lot of Americans, we live to work. It's like we have the in-between moments of life in between our work life. And it's just really sad because I guarantee you at the end, we are not going to look back. I'm so glad I vlogged so many hours. No, you are not going to say that.
So would you say in this situation, if you had to make a determination, do you agree with his wife that he needs to then? It sounds like you kind of do. You want him to be happy and to figure it out. But as of now, he's got to stick with that job that he hates until he can actually figure out a way to do what he loves to make the money.
But no complaining. He needs to every day take some time and work towards his goal. Because I hate people that are like, I'm unhappy, I'm sad. And then they do jack differently to change their situation.
But I don't want to change anything.
Well, they just don't do anything. It's like, you know, you got to do something different. Change it up. But I understand money's a huge stressor. Money's a huge deal. I don't want anyone to have to plug away at a job they absolutely hate every day. But it's also very stressful when you can't pay your bills. Like, yeah, I'd just like to sit at home and go, you know, go to Pilates and brunch all day. I'd love that. But then I got to, you know, bills to pay.
It's the number one reason for divorce, financial disagreements and arguments. It's definitely a big thing. 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next, and hopefully you can give some insight and some wisdom here. It's Joe McKenzie. It is Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
So I have to give a very special shout out to Blair. She's listening, and she is like my little niece. She's my bestie's little girl. And I wanted to wish her a very happy Friday and have a great weekend. She gets to listen to our show, which is a rarity. So, Blair, we love you.
Hey, Blair, what up? What's more important? Making a lot of money? Give me that cheddar, please. I need that money. Or is it doing something that you love? I've got a friend. He's 35 with two kids. He's able with his job to make enough money that he can provide for them and his wife can be a stay-at-home mom. And he hates his job, which I'm sure a lot of us do. I mean, everybody in the room raise their hand, right? No. But there's nothing wrong with finding a job you love, but he can't just quit what he's doing and pursue that. His wife says, I want you to be happy, but for now, like, you got to find a job. Like, you have to make money. Money is very important for our family.
Who was that? Do you guys know the famous wrestler? He was married to Jennifer Hudson, and he was like I just remember an interview with Oprah. He was a powerful attorney making tons of money, but he was miserable. And you can imagine everyone when he's like, you know what? I'm going to go do my dream of becoming a professional wrestler. And he left his law practice. Everyone thought he was nuts, but he's actually having success.
I'm not.
His name's escaping me, but.
David Otunga?
Yeah.
Otunga?
Yes, that is him.
Otunga.
And so I just like, wow, that takes kahunas. But I mean, dude, you got to be happy. This is the one life we get.
All right, let's go to the phone. See what you think here. Jonathan, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you want to say?
I want to say I agree. You know, you have to work and then do your passion on the side. Because if you do anything good enough, eventually someone will pay you for it. They have so many competitions. They have YouTube. Even people playing at home video games, and they get paid well for it.
Yeah, that's Chow's backup plan. He wants to be a pro at Call of Duty so he can get off the show.
Maybe I could be the first good gay Call of Duty player.
I'm sure there's plenty of good gay and bisexual Call of Duty players.
You would just say a great player.
Well, I mean, no, it's a stereotype.
Do people make money doing that?
Oh yeah. My gosh, yes. That one kid made $1 million for Fortnite this past year at a game thing. $1 million, Mackenzie, playing Fortnite.
We need to invent something. That's what we need. That's the ticket.
What if we had something where you could use sound like a clap and turn something on and off so you don't have to get up like...
Like clap on, clap off?
I bet we can call it the clapper. Guys, we are going to quit the show immediately. Anonymous, you're on Joe McKenzie. What did you want to say?
So I'm kind of in a predicament with the whole money, job, happiness thing. I have a child who is disabled, and her disability and need for her insurance that covers all of her medications is preventing me from making enough money to not live paycheck by paycheck. Mm. And it sucks.
And you're miserable.
Yeah. I love what I do and I love my job, but not being able to really fully succeed because I need the insurance, which is all based on income, is heartbreaking.
What if you could do anything? What would you do? What would you be doing?
I'm in my dream job. I was able to go back to school and get that done, and I have my dream job, but just feeling like I have a cap because I need assistance for her, it just kind of puts me at a standstill, and there are just days where I just feel so defeated.
So what would you, I guess, my buddy, thankfully, he's got a situation where everybody's like healthy and okay. What would you say to him? Because he makes the money. Like to provide, he does okay with one income for them, but he's like, I hate this job. I don't like it.
Definitely don't take his situation for granted. Yes, I do believe, you know, doing what you always love if you're able to do it, but don't sacrifice the health or well-being of your family.
All right. Hey, Anonymous, thank you for calling in this morning. We really appreciate you. If you want to let us know what you think, maybe send us a tweet. You know, it's Joe McKenzie on the good old Twitter box. Coming up next, we got some dumb people doing dumb things. And our dummy of the day involves a little sucky face, a little making out gone wrong. Yeah. See, you guys all in the show here, like, you all love talking about, like, kissing and making out. I always hear you talk about that. This is one reason I avoid it.
Why do you? He hates making out.
And my wife's got good breath. I mean, she does.
It's because of your beard. We'll get into it.
No, my beard's fine. You talking about? Come smell it. Come here. Just get close.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
People think I've got a problem with being intimate, and that's not the case. I just don't like to make out. I like to flip pancakes and do all that other stuff, but the whole kissing and making out and the
When's the last time you had just a really passionate good makeout sesh? Be real. You should. Okay, that's your homework.
I can't tell you.
That's
when.
Your homework this weekend. You need to make out with Linz.
Kiss
her passionately.
But can I touch her?
After, but start off with, like, you know. How long do I have to kiss?
I don't know.
Be in the moment, but, like, give her a passion. Does she like to kiss?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay, well, yeah, give the woman some passion.
I can't after this story. There's a 52-year-old lady. Her name's Yulette. She's in Michigan, my home state, and she was sucking face with a pretty old dude. He's 68 years old. He probably didn't even have his teeth in at the time. And she started biting his tongue. You ever do that?
Oh my God.
Like a little nibble.
Like, no.
You ever make out with a guy and you do it or he does it where he'll bite your lip a little bit? Some people think that's kind of hot.
Yeah, lip is different than tongue.
Well, they're near each other. What's the difference?
There is a big difference.
I've never bitten a tongue.
There's a big
while making
difference.
Out, but I've definitely, you bite the bottom lip, but don't bite it.
You're just like nibble.
Not even a nibble, but like a.
Wow, that was, seeing that visual was a lot. That was a lot.
You should see Liv's face.
It's like I just heard my parents hooking up. I don't want to think about
it. Here, Liv, look, it looks like this. Like.
Stop.
I saw it.
That's sexual harassment. You can go to our bosses for that.
Oh, it says the man who rips his shirt off almost every day.
Oh, sorry, I'm so sexy, you can't handle it.
He's
okay?
Like, you guys, if you want me to take one for the team tomorrow, I'll take my shirt off, and then you can throw darts at me, and we'll see who's going to win the Super Bowl.
And we're like, no. We're like, no, we're good. We don't need your shirt off. He's always like, wait, you guys, I can take my shirt off. I'm like, no one's asking you to, man.
Hey, you guys.
Just saying, I'm a team player over here. Never hear either one of you offering
really,
to take your
really
shirts off.
I really don't mind taking my shirt off. Just saying.
Okay. Well, if you change your mind, let me know. So here's the story, though. This lady and this dude, they're making out, and she bit his tongue so hard that she took off 1 inch of his tongue.
Oh, my God.
A whole inch?
A whole inch. Some guys are like, oh, my God, an inch is all I got. But she took an inch off of his tongue. Cops, when they arrived with the paramedics, found it on the bedroom floor.
Oh, gross. Now, is this the type of thing you sew it back on, like if you lose a fingertip?
I hope so. She was arrested for aggravated assault, and the guy got rushed to the hospital, and I could not find an update if they were able to actually reattach the tongue or not.
It would never have the same sense of feeling, would it?
I don't know.
Bath salts are crazy.
I don't know what she was on, so... Maybe that's the reason why you don't want to make out. Just throwing it out there. It's your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com.
All right, coming up next, really excited about this. We're going to be talking to a Texas teacher. He teaches Spanish at Bel Air High School. We're talking about Dr. Trevor Buffoni. If you don't know who he is, you're about to learn. This guy is viral for all the right reasons.
He's got all the moves.
Coming up next here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and I forget who brought this to our attention. Now, maybe it was Lenny, our technical producer, but we saw this, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen, McKenzie.
He is a teacher. He is the man with the best dance moves I've ever seen. I will say that Dr. Trevor Buffoni joins us now. Spanish teacher from Houston, making waves all over online, on TikTok. You were even on Good Morning America, and now we're humbled. You're on Joe and McKenzie. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So, okay, you're a teacher at Bel Air High School, and you teach Spanish. which is awesome. Right. I got to be honest with you. I failed Spanish in high school. It's probably because I never went to class.
You didn't have me.
That's
No. Well, that's the thing I love from what I've seen about you. You make it looks like, first of all, Spanish and teaching fun. But how did your students get involved with you in doing all these videos? Because you're viral on Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram. I mean, I bet MySpace, if it was still around, you'd be big on there too.
Yeah, we're all over. But it really was seeing them, you know, doing these dances and making these videos, and I was just really interested in what they were doing, right? And I wanted to learn more about what they were listening to, what kind of, you know, movies and TV shows and that sort of thing as well. And we just kind of found a mutual interest, and it went from there. And, you know, going viral was never part of the plan, right? You can't try to go viral. It just happened. But it's been this really amazing journey to see, you know, how the relationships have been strengthened and, you know, how the classroom has just transformed entirely.
Now, have you always been a dancer?
Yes. I mean, not formally, but I've always loved to dance from the time I was a kid. My favorite song was Whitney Houston, I Just Want to Dance with Somebody.
Yes! And, oh my goodness, we're like kindred spirits. I love it.
That's my poison still to this day. But, but yeah, I just love to dance. And so my students, you know, at first when I started working at Bel Air, they would, you know, they would kind of roast me, right? And if they roast you in front of you, that's the good thing, right? When they roast you behind your back, that's when it's bad.
Right.
And so they'd make fun of my dancing, and then they started teaching me. They're like, no, this is how you do it. And so that's kind of, you know, how it all began here.
That is so cool. Now, I love, the more I see this, your students have a genuine love for you. Like, I think it's so rare, not that teachers don't try, but to actually have that connection. And I saw one of the students talking about how you don't just talk to them, you talk with them, and the way you communicate, it's so fun. They love the learning, then dancing afterwards. Have you noticed an actual improvements with whether it's one student or an actual class where by having this connection and this fun, they're learning more?
Yeah, so I find there's more buy-in. At this moment, I don't really have to, you know, win them over. Like, they walk into my room, and they've already been won over, and they want to be in the room with me, right? Whether it be because of the way I talk to them and with them, the way I set up my room. I really try to move away from this top-down, like, hierarchical model a lot of teachers use. And I do a lot of things that are, I think, different. And because of that, their grades are better, you know, their engagement is higher and that sort of thing. And they're more interested in the subject matter.
So where are you going to take this new title, Beyonce of Bel Air High School? What's next for you? I mean, you've been on Good Morning America. What are you going to do with this newfound platform?
I know this Beyonce thing. I was like, oh, no, but, I think what I really want to do, because I've only been at Bel Air for 2 years. This is my 12th year teaching, though, is really, I guess, settle in here and find, you know, what are the possibilities for this? I've had, you know, in the last week or so even, different organizations in Houston reach out that want to support the work. They want to bring my students to their, you know, wherever it might be to help them learn and do workshops and get different, you know, experiences that can help them grow, whether it be in the arts or in education. So I'm trying to use the privileges I have to really help my students and find, you know, unique opportunities to learn, like learn outside the classroom in different ways.
Well, that is so cool. And I'm sure you know every song now on TikTok. We just were doing earlier in the day, we were doing Song of the Day, and we were picking out like our favorite TikTok songs. Do you have one that's your favorite?
Oh, gosh. Right now, I mean, the funny joke for anyone that teaches is that everyone does the renegade dance.
Yes,
all day.
I'm like, a little girl. She's into it.
Yeah. They go to sharpen their pencils and they're doing the renegade, right? So that's the kind of one I can't stop doing.
Okay, we're into it. We got to learn this, Joe. Dr. Trevor Buffoni, thank you so much for being with us. And where can everybody find you personally to follow your incredible journey?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram primarily at DR_BOFFONE. And I'm on Twitter at Trevor Buffoni.
Cool. Keep doing what you're doing because you're
inspiring. And what we'll do for everybody, because I want to make sure they follow you, and I want you to see it. It'll brighten your day. We'll put a link up. We'll put this podcast, we'll put the blog up at joemckenzie.com for them to check that out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, Porkchop has left the room. I hope his dog's okay.
Poor Chloe, his dog, who's been darling, who's been so sweet and well-behaved. So we had her in earlier, if you missed it. She predicted that the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl. We put two bowls of treats down, and she went towards that one. Anyway, she had to do a number two. And Chops is like, are you kidding? We're like, we don't think she's kidding.
Dogs
you better take
poop.
Her out.
Yeah, they do go to the bathroom like humans. Yeah, she'll be good, though. Looking forward to this weekend. I don't know what's going on now that he's out of the room. Pork chops and I don't know, the whole world of hurt for the whole Super Bowl party that he was not invited to. So that'll be fun.
So what's going to happen? Like, is he going to go with you?
No, I'm not. Well, if he shows up, he shows up. But I'm going with my wife, Lindsay. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
I wish he was here. I'd like to know if he got an update from the text message he sent earlier asking about it.
Oh, this is going to be so good. I can't wait for Monday. I want to see if he goes, if he's invited, what happens, if it's weird.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. What do you got going on this weekend?
You know, it's kind of weird because I thought I was going to be on the West Coast, but my trip got pushed back. So I'm here and I'm like, well, what am I going to do? I'm excited. I'm going to sleep.
Oh, no doubt.
I'm going to reorganize my closet. I have a lot of things that I have on my to-do list. And then I don't know. My Super Bowl plans are now open.
All right,
maybe I'll crash the party too.
You want me to ask my friends, see if you can come? No. They're like, oh my God, Mackenzie, yeah, she can come.
Yeah, my boyfriend's friends, I'm sure, would be like, yeah, yeah, Mackenzie can come.
Yeah. Honestly, I got room for her next to me.
That's so sweet.
You are more than welcome to come. I'd be probably a little bit embarrassed.
Now,
probably have some drool.
Liv, what about you? What do you got going on this weekend?
So I've got an engagement party tonight, which I'm really excited for. It's at the Willard, like in Franklin.
Oh,
so
cool.
Just south of downtown. And I'm really excited for that. And then tomorrow, actually, my best friend is having a little pop-up shop. So she sells plant hangers.
Oh, cute.
And macrames. Yeah, and so she's selling plants along with the hangers, and it's actually at the Foundation Coffee Company, and it's tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So I'm going to be stopping by there. You should stop by there because her stuff is really great. And then on Sunday, of course, I've got the Super Bowl party. I'm going to write Murder Monday.
Ooh.
Say it? Oh, and Mackenzie's coming to my cycle bar class
I am.
Tonight.
I'm going to go support my girl. I'm going to go to her class today at 4:30, get my cycle on.
I'm going
to
be working out today with the
you
trainer.
Should just
without,
come
I'm not
with
sure.
us.
I
come
will,
to class.
Ladies. It's not even like being embarrassed or any of that. It's just that I don't think you physically understand. It's an area on a man more than a woman, but it's kind of between your butt cheeks and your manhood. But when you ride on a bike for so long, especially when you weigh as much as I weigh, it's very painful. Like, it's hard to walk afterwards. I feel like Ariana Grande side to side.
We could put you in the back, in the corner, in the dark.
No, it's not.
No
even, I don't care if you see me. It's the fact that I can't walk right after I'm done. It feels like somebody kicked me in between the,
okay.
You know where. Okay. So thank you, but no. But I'm looking forward to that Super Bowl party on Sunday and hanging out. And the Chiefs win. And what about you, Chops? What do you got going on this weekend?
I am working at the steakhouse at Sullivan's tonight. I am a double at Sullivan's tomorrow, and I work at Sullivan's Sunday morning. So I was supposed to work Sunday night, but I got it off so I could go to the party, but I don't know. We'll see about that, and I guess that's it.
All right. Well, if that wasn't awkward, I don't know what is. If you missed anything, you can check it out. Go to joeandmackenzie.com or just text JAM, that's J-A-M, to 52140, and a link will be sent right there to your phone. I want to get out of here, so for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Grown Producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye.